of all the many difficult conversations that parents have to have with kids, pain and suffering is one of them. And to help you along in that journey, we found a new book. It's called 10 Questions About Pain and Suffering, 30 Devotions for Kids and Teens and Families, written by Beth Broom. Now, Beth is a licensed professional counselor. She's a certified clinical trauma professional, also an executive director at Bridgehaven Counseling Associates, and a founder and director of something called Christian Trauma Healing Network. And she also, if she finds time, co-hosts Counsel for Life, which is a podcast engaging in conversations about mental health and the Christian life. And she's with us now. Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything special that really put this front and center on your mind?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a mom. So as I have walked with my own children through various trials and difficulties, I'm just very aware that suffering is something that we cannot avoid. We should not avoid or try to pretend that it's not there. And I think as parents, often we want to shield our kids. We want to protect them from the difficulties of the world. And yet, we might not be preparing them very well for adulthood if we choose to do that. And so I have been through my own journey of seeking to help my children understand suffering from a biblical perspective. Who is our God in the midst of suffering? What kind of a God loves us well and walks with us in the valley? And having that foundation was something I wish I had as a child. When suffering hit, I was devastated. Not just because of the suffering, but because I did not have a theological foundation for what it would look like to walk with the Lord in the midst of it. So I wanted my kids to have that. Mm-hmm. And when I work with children as a counselor, I want them to gain that foundation. And it's not simple. It's not easy. And as parents, we often do not know how to have these kinds of conversations with our kids. Sometimes we don't even really understand a good theology of suffering. And so how are we able to communicate that to our kids if we don't even really fully understand? So this book is really an attempt to help parents have the conversation with their kids about various passages of scripture that talk about suffering and the various ways in which we see God in the midst of our suffering, but also how do we grow and learn from it? What do we do if suffering doesn't stop? It just keeps happening. How do we engage with the community of faith in the midst of suffering? It's these kinds of questions that, you know, kids are not unintelligent. We can help them learn these things at a level that they can understand so that they're building that foundation for the future.
Well, I'm sure you've got 10, but I'm sure there are a million. I mean, when you're going
through it. Yeah, we had to pick 10. It's hard.
Did you? Yeah. Well, what is the most common question that, like, maybe a teen or a young person going through it or seeing somebody go through it, what are they asking?
I think the most common question is, how can a good God allow suffering in the world? Or like, what kind of a God allows suffering? Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably the most common.
Well, let's just jump right into it. I mean, like, everybody else is asking too. And I mean, we filter these things through our experience. I mean, if you're on the other side of it, you have a different view of it from somebody who's right in the middle of it, or everything's going good, you know, like, I mean, we have to confront these things head on. I mean, how would you approach, like, children have to be handled a different way, right, than adults. We can take harder news easier than kids. So what is it, like, how would you approach telling a child some of these things as opposed to maybe an adult?
Well, I think the most important foundation is to begin not with the, let me help you understand, let me help you find the answer to your question. Before we even do that, I think it's important to recognize that the question itself is coming from a place of grief, of a place of lament and pain. And anytime we're in pain, we ask hard questions. We're looking for order out of the chaos. We want to create order. We want to pinpoint what's the problem, right. What's the solution. But at the end of the day, grief is grief. Lament is actually a worshipful part of what it means to be human. And so giving our kids the space before we try to answer their questions, even just giving them the space to say, yeah, it makes sense that you feel that. It makes sense that you have that question. I have that question too when I hurt. This is a hard thing for us to have to think about. But even before we try to find an answer to that question, let's consider, who is with us? Am I with you? I'm with you as your parent. I'm with you in this. And even more, Jesus is with us in the midst of this pain. He understands suffering. So let's think about who he is before we even try to answer the hard question of why did he let this happen? Who is he? What kind of a God is he? Well, he's a near God. He's a God who rescues the brokenhearted, who saves the crushed in spirit. This is the kind of God that we are connected to. And if he is that way, I, as a parent, need to represent that, even in a small way, right? To be with my kid, to give them the space to talk about what's hard, to ask the hard questions, to feel the things they're feeling. And then at some point, we do come to a place of, I just want to show you from Scripture the truth about how much God hates sin and death. He hates it the most, right? His original design and creation was the Garden of Eden, was beauty and goodness and total connectedness. Sin is what destroyed that. We have an enemy who wants to destroy that. And ultimately, God hates it so much that he sent his son to destroy that evil that is causing the suffering you're experiencing right now, to the point that when we get to Revelation 21, we see every tear is wiped away. That's God's plan, is to wipe every tear away. And until that happens, he's with us in that valley. So it's the connectedness and the togetherness of the grieving process that it's really woven throughout the book to try to help parents to know this is something that we can actually engage with our children about. It's not about answering questions theologically as much as it is about connectedness. And in that connectedness, we have the open space to talk about these theological things.
And the book is called 10 Questions About Pain and Suffering, 30 Devotions for Kids, Teens, and Families. The author is Beth Broom, who's been with us. Thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.